Melissa Gates.
Good afternoon, Senator, Representative. My name is Melissa Gates. I live in Cushing, Maine, and I'm here representing the Surfrider Foundation, which is an environmental nonprofit dedicated to the protection and enjoyment of the world's oceans, waves, and beaches. Our New England regional headquarters is right out of my home office in Cushing. The Surfrider Foundation Maine chapter volunteers are environmentally minded beach users from all over the state. We're sea kayakers, we're surfers, swimmers, beachgoers, and the like. We're all working together on issues that affect Maine's coasts, such as water quality, coastal preservation, climate adaptation, marine ecosystem protection, mitigating plastic marine debris, and advancing public beach access in balance with preserving coastal integrity. The Surfrider Foundation has championed notable advancements for coastal protection in Maine, including prevailing on a 2011 litigation in Eastport that expanded the public's right of access in the intertidal zone to include scuba diving and scuba diving businesses to cross over the wet sand area, working with municipal councils and community organizations from Kittery all the way up to Eastport-Lubeck area to mitigate needless plastic pollution in the marine environment, helping decision makers address spatial conflicts to help maintain access to the coast and ocean safely while protecting the integrity of the ecosystem, along with supporting the businesses who rely upon public access and a healthy ocean to thrive, and conducting coastal and ocean recreation studies to help characterize when, where, and how people use the ocean and coast for recreation, resulting in data that both demonstrates the immense value that Maine's tourism and recreation sector plays to our state's ocean economy as our single largest contributing sector, as well as quantifies significant socioeconomic benefits to coastal communities and the state by cataloging direct expenditure as well as social benefits. This session, we'll submit testimony to your committee in support of bills that aim to address coastal preservation, sea level rise, and climate adaptation strategies. We'll support common sense solutions presented in bills that aim to enhance and protect Maine's coastal environment and salty waters while also safeguarding the recreation and tourism industry so that we can continue to realize the economic benefits associated with fellow Mainers and vacationers visiting our great state to enjoy the bounty that our coast has to offer. We'll advocate for the protection of Maine's ocean, waves, and beaches, and we'll rally against bills that aim to degrade these precious resources. The Surfrider Foundation Maine chapter is comprised of thousands of Mainers who support our mission and take action with us. And our mission is driven forth by volunteers who meet regularly and span an expertise from coastal scientists to attorneys, economists, teachers, you name it. We're all working together to protect Maine's coast and ocean. And I'm proud today to introduce to you our work and our organization as both an ally as well as a resource for you and for your committee. I thank you for hearing the introduction of the Surfrider Foundation. I hope you'll call on us, and either way, you'll hear from us this session. And I really thank you all for your service. And again, I know that a lot of your work here is in fisheries management. Surfrider Foundation does not work in fisheries, but we do work to protect the coastal habitat and environment, as well as, again, representing the single largest contributing sector to Maine's ocean economy, which is recreation and tourism.
Thank you, Ms. Gates. Any questions? Thank you for taking the time to be here.
Thank you.